Michael Schumacher. Look at that! 3/10 of a second faster! Fantastic! Absolutely incredible!
Hello and welcome to F1 episode 85, where we're going to have a quick look. Yes, this could be a record-setting, very, very quick French Grand Prix look. And, well, we're going to be quickly going through the French Grand Prix results before, yes, the British Grand Prix weekend. Anyway, this is F1 episode 85. I'm JK. See you at the other end of this. Now let's run down the French Grand Prix results in reverse order. And well, it was not a good day if you were a McLaren fan, really, was it? At all. Yes, Hamilton, he started 13th, and then Kovalainen even ended up having a penalty as well, didn't he? Absolutely, well, not very, very good at all. Only one retiree in the race, when we look at it, and that was, yes, Jenson Button. In the Honda having a collision, and well, he went through the pits numerous times, it almost seemed like, couldn't quite get his car right, and he ended up retiring. Now, in 19th, Adrian Sutil in the Force India, Monaco must seem a long way away, he's doing his old moments again. No rain for the French Grand Prix, which I personally hoped. Why? Because it makes a fantastic race, doesn't it? In 18th, we had Giancarlo Fisichella in the other Force India. Yes, Force India struggling a bit somewhat. I think they would do well to not really finish in the last two, bearing any, the last two running people, because they do seem to be the slowest team at the moment. Sebastian Bourdais in his home Grand Prix in the Toro Rosso Ferrari. Not too good for him there, especially with the new car, and especially with Vettel having a lot of pace. Nico Rosberg in 16th in the Williams Toyota. Yes, and Nakajima in 15th. Yes, 15th and 16th for both the Williams Toyotas. Not a very good showing for either of them there. They came to front. They looked not too shabby in the first practice sessions, but then things just went backwards for the Paul Williams team. In 14th, we have Rubens Barrichello in the Honda. Yes, for 14th. And, well, not too good. He's having a better season, isn't it? Isn't he? Rubens actually scoring points, but this is probably one race you want to forget. And another guy whose French Grand Prix he would want to stricken from the history books is Nick Heidfeld in the BMW. Yes, BMW overall having a horrible time, but where Robert Kubica really, you know, in the in adversity he didn't do too bad, but Nick Heidfeld, he struggled to even get out the third qualifying session, and he ended up 13th. Not very good there. 12th, Sebastian Vettel in the Toro Rosso Ferrari. Now, he had a very good pace in the practice sessions, kind of disappointing in the qualifying, but you'd think they kind of maybe hoped him for a couple of points, so a bit disappointing there. And Timo Glock, once again, your average Toyota guy, nothing too special. In 10th, yes, poor Lewis Hamilton in the McLaren. And what happened to Lewis Hamilton? He started 13th, he got a good start, and then he was, I think, going past Vettel, and he'd passed him, but then he took the shortcut. Now, unfortunately, he was penalised. Some people say quite rightly so, but as Martin Brundle said, you have to believe it, you know, if you were in a McLaren, you were attracting penalties, because, fair enough, Lewis did take a shortcut, but then you had someone like Kimi Raikkonen with his engine exhaust flapping all over the place, not even being brought in to the pits, and that was dangerous. When you saw it fly off, what if that hit a child, a human being, one of the marshals, another car during the race? Yes, very inconsistent for the FIA, and conspiracy theorists stand up, quite rightly so as well. I mean, when you think about it, if people say the FIA fancy Ferrari, it's becoming less and less to really argue with that statement. But anyway, Lewis Hamilton 10th, 9th, David Coulthard in the Red Bull, just out the points. 8th, Fernando Alonso in the Renault. Yes, he got passed in the last few moments when it spat with rain just a tiny bit. Yes, Nelson Piquet Jr., of all people, dared to pass his teammate Fernando Alonso. And, well, well done to Nelson Piquet Jr. Yes, more weekends like this, please. Otherwise, he will be out of the job. But the best weekend by far for Nelson Piquet. Mark Webber, solid point scorer once again, in sixth. Kind of disappointed for DC. You kind of hoped, as I said in the qualifying cast, that they'll both end up finishing in the race. Anyway, Robert Kubica in fifth for a difficult weekend for BMW. Yes, he is now not the championship leader. In fourth, we have Heikki Kovalainen in the McLaren Mercedes. What a weekend for Kovalainen. Yes, he was docked a few places on the grid. Why? Well, he started 10th and he blocked Mark Webber, but also did Nakajima. There was a whole hoo-ha, and it didn't even affect Mark Webber's qualifying results because he ended up putting a better lap in. Once again, if it was a McLaren, you felt like it was going to get a penalty, no matter what it seemed. In third, Jarno Trulli in the Toyota. Yes, the passing of Ove Andersson, the former Toyota F1 boss and rallying boss, and what a nice way for Toyota at this weekend at the French Grand Prix to get that podium. In second, we had Kimi Raikkonen with a dodgy exhaust in the Ferrari. I felt he should have been brought in and at least had that exhaust removed, but that didn't happen yet. I have beard growing on my chin. Goodness me, what's going on? Well done to Felipe Massa. Well, we didn't have a great race. Kimi Raikkonen was the faster driver, but Felipe Massa lucked in there, and he was there when it mattered. So, Felipe Massa taking away the full 10 points for the French Grand Prix. So, who is going to be the hero of the day? Is it going to be Felipe Massa, who scored an extremely important victory for him and in the Drivers at World Championship? Or is it going to be Kimi Raikkonen, who, well, he had the French Grand Prix in his grasp, thanks to a faulty exhaust, he lost it. Is it going to be Jarno Trulli in the Toyota? No, it's going to be Heikki Kovalainen. Yes, very close for Jarno Trulli, but I felt from that with that slightly unfair penalty, 10th on the grid, Heikki Kovalainen finished 4th, fantastic for him and McLaren. And well, he nearly got 3rd towards the end of the race, but Jarno Trulli just held off. So Jarno Trulli a very close 2nd there for man of the race, but I'm giving it to Heikki Kovalainen for the French Grand Prix of 2008. Well, that's your French Grand Prix coverage, but coming up very soon is going to be the British Grand Prix coverage, with coverage practice session 1 and 2, all the news around the paddock qualify, and then eventually we'll be reviewing that race. Anyway, I'm JK, this is F1 episode 85, see you next time for the British Grand Prix.